Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Amazing. Yeah. Elevate.
elevate. Only obligation is to tell it straight. Me and all the guys found a better way. This a light bid, we can never separate. I'm in better weight, thinking how'd I make. All this happened for myself and my family. All this happened for myself and my family. There's no way that this is real, man, it can't be. Yeah, I can only tell you shit in pieces. As it happens to me, I begin to write the thesis. Franny got the Aria set up like it's a freak nick. Vegas like Marine Land, that big whale treatment. Georgie got me up 100,000 for the weekend. I gotta move to stay beside the bed when I be sleeping. My mood is changing this summer, I'ma be tweaking. Tweaking. I know the truth is you won't love me until I'm gone. And even then the thing that comes after is moving on. I can't even capture the feeling I had at first. Meeting all my heroes like seeing how magic works. The people I looked up to are going from bad to worse. The actions out of character even when they rehearse. Working in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I gotta bring my brothers or else I feel out of place. Breaking speed records on roads that these niggas pave. And they don't like that, it's written all on their face. I don't know how I'ma make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos ripping split at the seams. Good-hearted people are taking it to extremes. Leaving me in limbo to question what I believe. Leaving me to ask what their motive in making peace. Leaving me to not trust anybody I meet. Leaving me to ask, is there anybody like me? Years. There's times when I wish I was where I was, back when I used to wish I was here. Missing out on my days, scrolling through life and fishing for praise. Opinions from total strangers take me out of my ways. I try and see who's there on the other end of the shade. Most times it's just somebody that's underage, that's probably just alone and afraid. And lashing out so that someone else can feel their pain. I always hear people complain about the place that they live. That all the people here are fake and they got nothing to give. Cause they've been staring at somebody else's version of shit. That makes another city seem more exciting than it is. I know a girl whose one goal was to visit Rome. Then she finally got to Rome and all she did was post pictures for people at home. Cause all that mattered was impressing everybody she's known. I know another girl that's crying out for help, but her latest caption is leave me alone. I know a girl happily married till she puts down the phone. I know a girl that saves pictures from places she's flown to post later and make it look like she's still on the go. Look at the way we live. I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kids. From empty souls who just wake up and look to debate. Until you staring at your seed, you can never relate. Breaking news in my life, I don't run to the blogs. The only ones I wanna tell are the ones I can call. They always ask why I let the story run if it's false. You know a wise man once said nothing at all. I'm exhausted and drained, I can't even pretend. All these people taking miles when you give them an inch. All these followers, but who gon' follow me to the end? I guess I make it to the end and I'ma find out then.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't playing with y'all niggas, man. You heard?
Just gonna catch chlamydia on these niggas,
G shit. You know what I'm saying? Gonorrhea, all that shit.
All of that.
I catch all diseases in the world so the world won't have no more diseases. You feel me?
G shit.
Yeah.
Peace all my trash.
Yeah. I'm asking. Real as they come, they feel it get numb. You think you got a little bust and now you can't get stung. I keep a razor blade tucked on me under my tongue. Don't let me have to tell these niggas about the city I'm from. It's Brooklyn, be the home of the hardest ever. Where them niggas don't aim, they just palm Berettas and bomb whatever. Then we don't move calmly, never. This for my niggas trapped in cells like Salmonella. Look, I could do this shit with no effort, no pressure, no gimmick shit, no radio records. Just textbook rhyme style with the raw texture. Punchlines, right hooks, now that's the trifecta. No more free elections, I'm texting these niggas extras. It's the pro of all errors, he's back in your sector. So, might be best to protect your neck or profess your debt to the God, he might bless ya.
Murder these flows like I murder these whole ass niggas. What the fuck is your energy, bro? Make your nigga deep throw the desert eagle. If he saw me like a whole pussy, boy, that's on my soul. Make my flow say shit, full expression like a facelift. At the police with like 8 whips, if you talking all that shit, I'm not talking while you're baby shit, but I'm banging on my chest, bitch. Ay, 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 traveling through the infinity, you know that nigga pretend to be, all that bullshit do not get to me, I am a spirit and entity, you don't want to talk on my energy, I am the realest infinity, you pussy ass niggas fucking suck, you sound the same, I spit the pain, that's why the young niggas feel the same, they know I bang, I pull a fucking pistol out the range and act insane.
That can't say,
I don't feel the pain no more. I don't feel the pain no more. Gotta get it how I live. I don't feel the pain no more. I don't feel the pain no more. Spend years at the crib, so I don't feel the pain no more. I don't feel the pain no more. Gotta get it how I live. I don't feel the pain no more.
Yeah, I don't feel the pain no
more. I spend years at the crib, so I don't feel the pain no more. I don't feel the pain no more. Gotta get it how I live.
Peace to the gods. Tune in to Freedom Fridays with Chose T-Mail Jr. I hope y'all enjoying your Friday today. You know, it's a good day. Every day is a good day. You know, even the days we think are bad, you know, when we look back on them, it was really just our patience or, you know what I'm saying? You just woke up on the wrong side of bed. I mean, I've done that before. I've had days where I've woken up on the wrong side of bed. And, you know what I'm saying? I had to get mad at myself and really check myself. Like, what are you mad at? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Might have took you longer or somebody might have got on your nerves or this, that, and the third. But you alive. You got another 24 hours to make what you need to make happen in that day. You know, it does 24 hours. You know, the biggest, I guess, critic is ourselves. I know for me, I really don't care too much about other people's opinion, but my opinion of myself and how I feel about myself does matter because, I mean, that's usually how people treat you when you feel a certain way, you know, even if it's insecurity of yours that you try to hide with certain things, it comes out and people read that, you know, it's the same way as, you know, anyone else. And then sometimes people misread energy. I mean, I've had that happen before where people think one thing and it's a whole nother. Like a lot of people think I'm arrogant because, or cold, or whatever the case may be, or I'm rude, because one, I tell people straight how it is, you know what I'm saying, what I know, I don't get into, you know what I'm saying, nobody bullshit except my own. And, you know, I definitely waste my time, you know, at all with people, things, or even knowledge that I don't need. You know what I'm saying? That's a waste of your time. You know what I'm saying? Every bit of knowledge, you need to be able to use it towards, of course, your goals. You know, it's going to be a time when, you know what I'm saying, all those times you was like, damn, you know, you was taking for granted a time right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, your time is going to come. Everybody's times come as long as you stick to your path. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know who you are, you're going to be successful. And whatever, in whatever endeavor you want to, because the universe is going to work with you. You know what I'm saying? Once you're one with the universe, instead of you fighting against the universe, the universe is here to help you. You know what I'm saying? You've already came equipped with the tools already to be successful, no matter how you came. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got asthma. You know what I'm saying? But, hell, I still was able to run track, you know, play football, you know. And, yes, I can brag about how long I last in bed, you know. So none of those things stopped me from achieving definitely the things that I wanted to achieve in life. You know what I'm saying? Even now, you know what I'm saying, you might not have a diploma, or, you know what I'm saying, you might be working at a job that's not paying you enough. Well, how about this? Use the money that you are getting to make you more money. Make the money always work for you. No matter how much money you got, even if all you got is a dollar, you can find some way to flip it. You know what I'm saying? Make your money through the connections that you have. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we forget the connections that we have equal money, because maybe, you know what I'm saying, we could get a little bit of money off the deal. You know what I'm saying? Middleman. There's plenty of ways to make money, you know. Don't let this the I guess we could call it poverty consciousness, the lack, the you know, yeah, pretty much the lack. You know what I'm saying? Where there's always some type of lack when there's no lack in anything. As much as I say I don't like people, I'm starting to, I guess the more I get in tune with myself, the more I just start to understand why people do certain things or why certain things happen, and accept it, because, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can change. My opinion or how I feel about it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, opinion means nothing. It's free. You know, there's nothing wrong with opinion, but, you know what I'm saying, that shouldn't be what you based things off of. Facts, you know, what it is, you know what I'm saying, there's my opinion, someone else's opinion, then there's the fact, the what it is, you know what I'm saying. When you're giving people what it is, it's a lot more, you know what I'm saying, there's going to be different responses. Some people are going to be like, okay, you know, going to love it. Some people not, because they just rather feel, you know, hear the I don't know, what's the norm and shit like that. But, yeah, I don't know. Just definitely, whatever you guys want to do, I know you guys can make it happen. I'm definitely your number one supporter. Because I remember there were days when I probably didn't have enough courage to do this, you know what I'm saying, to talk to people on the radio show, to express myself, let people get to know me. You know what I'm saying? I've always been the type of person where type get away from me. I don't need to get too close because I have a big heart. And it's probably just a defense mechanism to, so I don't, get hurt or be disappointed by someone being an imposter or faking, like they really got your back or that other shit like that. You know how that shit go. Sucks, but, this is what the environment that we live in has created for all of us, a kind of where we can't trust, where it's kind of like, unfortunately, where every day you wake up, you don't know who's going to turn on you or who's going to start acting funny on you. Kind of get used to it to a point where it's like, suck ass shit, Even though I don't condone it or none of that shit like that, just what's cool now for some reason. It's weird, but by me being, I've always been a stand up guy. I guess, to be honest with you and to be like straight 100. Everybody, back in the day, I always wanted to be a well-respected, I guess you say gangster, person that called shots and stuff like that. I was always the type of person, I felt like if I was, disrespected, I handle it with violence and stuff like that. Because I was always thinking, I'm already skinny, so I got to, jump on a nigga real fast, show him, hey, just because I'm skinny don't mean, But I learned that that wasn't the way to go about it. And even now, I'm still... I'm working out and getting a little size to me. I'm still skinny, but I'm strong. I got my body mass index is off the charts. I'm like Spider-Man, I guess I could say. Not even bragging, but, that's just truth. I tell people all the time, physical strength and weight strength is two different things. Somebody could be weight strength, but physically, not strong at all. You can push all that weight, but it's a little different when it's a body that's, pushing back at you. You can probably bench, squat, and do the same things you can, just in a smaller size body, I'm like one of them characters that always look young, it sucks, but the small kid that was always like super strong, and you like, damn, how is this small person so freaking strong? Well, I guess you say it won't be a Napoleon complex because I'm normal height, so this is more of just my mindset. I don't put a limit on my strength, or my talents or anything else I do, so I know anything is possible because I control my life. I control the frequency, the energies, my thoughts, all of that. We all control that. No matter how much we try to deny it, we have the biggest part of success is just accepting when you mess up, like lately I've been real big on when I make bad mistakes, but I don't praise myself enough for the good choices and the, the good thoughts, good energy and stuff like that, Even though I'm addressing the negative and changing it, I still need to appreciate the positive things that I do have going on. But let's go ahead and go to the call line. So we'll take our first caller. 791-9690, peace to the gods.
For real though? Is this me?
What?
Am I with you? Is this Kareem? Akeem. This is young Akeem.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You know what, Shorty, I remember talking to you. And I'm gonna give you your props. I remember talking to you. Like early on, and you was saying, you was about that weed thing, but then at the same time, I heard my brother, was talking about, dispensary, that's big boy things. That's getting your thing in order. It ain't about the mistakes you make. They wasn't mistakes, Akeem. That's what they told us. They was. No. You was finding your way through this maze in life that they put up before us. And I salute your dad. I salute, Jonah and the whole crew, for raising you the way they did. I know a lot of people like just listen, to Jonah, to your dad, Bounce. But no. I'm looking for the youngins, because I'm hearing strength and power come to the ancestors in you. I in a short amount of time, I hear, how much you've really grown. And I want to salute you. This is Dr. R. Like, keep this. I got in touch with your dad about a month ago. Wanting to bring him. The ancestors, rather. Making that straight direct call to Scummins and to Philly. And he gave me all the information, but it kept coming back, not delivered for a whole month. And I've been trying to get in touch, with them. But these souls been hitting me hard. Because y'all meant to do some, we up on the rise and meant to do some real damage over here. So I'm needing that, but further stating, I have some people, some of our people on the line who are bosses, straight bosses that are, up and coming and looking at themselves in the mirror, and they need to see exactly who they are. And they over in Khalifa territory. And I'm trying to connect them with the Burbank thing. And I can't even get all of the information on that. So I know some of them are riding with me on the line right now. And they're trying to get over there. To get to what it is that what we do. This is the rise. We're gonna let it do what it do. So I need you in that respect. And then I can talk to you at another time about something that you said with respect to the dispensary that you got in operations. But that's the biggest thing to me right now, because I'm having a real outreach, press in concerning some things that are right here and right now. And And the ancestors have, our people right there. Jonah, your dad, the whole crew is going to be over there in the Khalifa, territory in Burbank. And I've been trying, get all of the information to forward to them, and these trolls are cutting me off. For like a whole month straight up. I can't even get in touch with your dad to get, on point with him, because then I'm found the hookup in Philly, he told me I needed to find a place and, you know, hit him up. And I went to hindsight 1027 at gmail.com, hindsight radio. I went to all of them. And it just kept coming back, like, yo, you know what, undelivered, undelivered, undelivered. You know what? No, you know what? We fixing to do damage, straight up. So I need your wisdom from there. You know, like, on that first and foremost, with, you know what, those that are seeking to, you know what, be there, you know, in Burbank, like, where they need to be, what time they need to be there, you know what I mean? And you know, what the 411 is on that. Can you please put that out? Stay on the line with us right now. And I need them to know, because I'm over here, you know what, on the East Coast in Philly. You know what I mean? And they out there. And I need them to know, because you know what, their brothers is out there ready to, you know what, drop it like it's hot. And I don't want them to miss this. Help me with that, please.
You say getting in contact with my dad?
That's right. Where you know what, the crew is going to be in Burbank on this weekend.
They're in California. Yeah, they're in California now. They got, a seminar tomorrow. Trying to find that email for you. All right, so what I'm gonna do is
can I try to make it easy for you? Can you know what? If you gotta refer back to the tape, I can give you my email.
What I was gonna do was give you my email.
All right.
Yeah, hit me on my email, as far as what you was trying to get in contact for, and, go from there. That work?
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me get this up. Every pen trying to ask. All right, I got a pencil or a pen and you know what, a pad. I'm ready.
All right. Barber.
Barber.
AKIEM@gmail.com.
Gmail. All right. All right, I got you. I'm gonna hit you up, but you know what? Just for because this is being taped, you know what? I'm gonna just put it out there. Doc Bradley, DocBradley, Doc Bradley 426@gmail.com. In the event that I can't get to you, please try to holler back, because you know what? I mean, like really. It, you know, people, you know what, our people are pressing in. We are, you know what, as Noble Drew Ali said, you know what, like from 2000, in the year 2000, the Moors are going to come to themselves. And I'm telling you, they're coming through. They're coming through. And so, you know what, look, just listening, you know what, to Jonah and the crew, like just for the last couple of months, you know, these brothers have really encourage me with respect to my walk and who I am, you know, and you know, designs, the designs that have been placed on me, to make it do what it do, you know, because at the end of it, you know, the book reads I win, you know what, you know, at the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, I win, brother, we win. We went. So, you know what, I just salute you. I just, hearing you come through, you know, I listen, you know what, when me and you talked on one Sunday or Saturday, you was like, I don't even know what that female just said. I mean, like she was saying, all, I like she said a lot. You know what I mean? But you know what? Like for real, hearing you today, yo, I know that, you know what, no matter what we go through, you know what, it's all a learning curve, and it's coming into who you already are, and you just didn't know it. So don't call it a mistake. It was a hindrance. It was a hindrance, you know what, them trying to take you off course, you know what, and throw the okey-doke and make you think that you're a moral failure. I don't think so, sir. That's, you know what, you being exactly who you were designed to be. Respect that. You know what, stand up, you know what, and you know what, recognize. Because you know what, I am, you know what, the Aboriginal. I am the original man. You know what, look. Get in place. Get in your lane. No disrespect, but get in your lane, because it's a divine, setup to this whole thing. And you know what? We are the first of the creation, of the divine creator's creation. We are the first. I mean, so let's not get it twisted based on anything we've ever heard or was taught, and you're talking to a woman, you know what, who clearly holds her doctorate in theology. So you know, like, you know what, now I didn't just listen to what the pastor said. You know, I got my, like, bachelor, my master's and my doctorate. You know what, I had to sit down and study this thing for myself. Now to hear my brothers tell me, you know what, yo, this is where you really put in the work, sis. You know what I mean? Get your pen game up. Get hit with that constitution. And the deep thing was, my undergrad was always law. So, I mean, like I'm appreciating y'all all the way around. You know what? And I just went, you know what? You know, my prayers, you know, we all come from, you know what, different walks and talks, but you know what, look, cop or color, we make it do what it do. And you know what, like my heart is with you, my prayers are with y'all, like, look, and I support you. I'm looking forward to, you know what, having y'all gracefully, you know what, and flip this, flip this whole, you know, script. Flip the script, because they flipped it on us. Flip it back. Hello?
Let's do it.
Thank you. I know that's right, my brother. Thank you so much. Let me just recap what you said. BARBERAKIEM @gmail.com.
Correct.
Right? All right. I just wanted to recap. Because I did the same with your pops. You know what I mean? Because, I'm a CEO. I mean, I worked corporate. You know what I mean? But now I'm private. So, like, I know the recap. And I recap with Akeem. And it keeps telling me, like, yo, you know what? Sent back. For real, though? No. Because they know y'all fixing to do straight damage and, you know, set this thing straight. All up in and around Philly, you know what I mean, and all throughout the earth. You know what? Look, y'all. You look. It, look. You know, the vision has been set for a time such as this. Y'all gonna do, you know, against all odds. Y'all gonna make it do what it do, because the ancestors, you know what, have already laid out our steps. All we need to do is walk in them with total boldness. Dig me. It is what it is. Thank you, brother, for letting me share.
You know what?
Peace, and I love you the best. Tell your mom, the queen, you know what, I salute her, Michelle, you know what, Akeem, if they listening, and Bounce, and Jonah, you know what, all of them, you know what, I salute all of those that have gone before us and laid down these tracks, you know what I mean, look, if it wasn't for them putting in the time, you know what I mean, like really, really putting in the time to make this thing plain and livable, you know what, we would still be, you know what, caught up in some kind of mystery, but y'all done broke that thing down and made it plain, and made it livable. And I thank you. I personally thank you. And I know that my heart reflects, if not all, it should be all the listeners that are hearing this call right now. I really salute y'all. Yeah, I mean, brother, you know what? Do you? Because it looks good on you. I can't do it. It looks good on you. And I'm looking at you. Don't want to call up and don't want to find out about that. You know what? Check up on you with that dispensary, my brother. Yeah, I'm digging straight like that. You heard me? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna let somebody else go on. Because I'm just enthralled, and I'm so grateful that there are people that are listening to you from Khalifa, from the territory, from California for the first time. You know what? And they're hearing, the strength that has been birthed from giants in the game, like elders and bosses. I mean, let it be established here on the line in case anybody try to steal my intellectual property. No, a boss, is the baddest brothers out there. BOSS, standing on a square. That's what y'all do. That's what we do. Babes and brothers out there standing on your square. Yeah. Handle that. Love you much. Love you much. Go ahead. Let it flow. Let it flow, King. All right. I'm stepping off. Peace, brother.
All right. Peace.
Wow.
Yeah. That's definitely how we should feel. We should definitely be, thankful for the information. Because even I'm thankful, that the information found me, that this lifestyle found me. Because it's a lifestyle, it's a lifestyle being who you are, No bullshit, not what society wants you to be or what your parents or your spouse, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, wants you to be. It's who you are, whether people like it or not, that's who you are, Of course, people are going to like it because it's who you are and they have no choice but to accept it or take you out, I'm not saying you'd be threatening or anything like that. Some people just fear you or, it's like when everybody else wants you at a party except the person throwing the party. it's a pretty cool feeling to be that guy because you're just who you are. That fake people just can't stand to be around you because you steal their spotlight. I mean, the spotlight or wherever the case may be. You don't even try to steal their spotlight or hell, you don't even want it. I mean, I don't want it really. I just, want lots of properties, want everyone around me to be eating and stuff like that. Of course, people I don't know, but we're all connected. So when I say everyone around me, of course, I mean, just, everyone. It's just simple. It's just been a mismanagement of a lot of things and definitely feel like we gotta go ahead and pivot my way into making things back in order because it's just an unbalance of fakeness and real. Of what it is and opinions and how people feel or, little stuff like that. Usually people who try to put their heels on people's necks or are close-fisted are usually cowards. And people think because they're scared of death, or they get a gun put in their face, they're coward afterwards. I mean, I've had both instances. You know, been scared of death. You know, I've not now. You know, of course, I've accepted it, and you know, as you say, it's part of life. But at the end of the day, you don't too much worry about death, because that's something. It's like one of those things, you'll get to it when it happens. It's not really a big deal, because you're living now. You have this time to empower yourself. When you wake up in the morning, you know, say good things to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's in the mirror or getting up, say, yeah, this is going to be a good day. You know what I'm saying? Make it a good day. Make it a good day. No matter how bad other people out there try to make it such a bad day, you'll be the only one sun be shining on. Why is it raining on everybody else? Because guess what? Their perception is screwed. You know what I'm saying? They're not appreciating that, hell, you just woke up. You just fucking woke up. You couldn't have woke up. You know what I'm saying? That's the possibility of it. But you woke up today. But you're mad about this. You weren't mad about that. But that could be solved. And if it can't be solved, why the fuck are you stressing about it? You know, there's certain things, you know, we have to question ourselves on, why do we let certain things bring us down? And, you know, like, why? It's just a lot of stuff. I question myself on a lot of things. I just do that. I seem to always analyze self, because I got to stay on myself to continue to grow. You know, growth is the biggest thing that we need to be. Every moment, we need to be learning from what's going on now, what we know now. Just, you know, boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, what does it need to be doing? You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just taking in the information or taking in the energy I'm giving you. Yes, what I'm saying is important, but the energy that I'm giving out, the energy, you know what I'm saying? This is the how can I say it? This is the source. This is the unlimited knowledge, there's no limit to it. I could, just by me speaking or me saying certain things, I've always been a subconscious kind of specialist. Always, I learned from advertisements and big companies that the subconscious is how they get you. Subconscious is always going to be how they get you. Think about McDonald's, why there's so many McDonald's. The more you see it, the more it's imprinted inside your mind. So, think of it like this. If all you see me do is, let's say, I love to sell. No, let's not even do that. Let's say I'm a dude who likes to cut lawns. I'll do that one. I have a landscaping business. What am I going to be doing? Okay, let's say I'm starting it off. You know what I'm saying? I got some appointments, some not appointments. But what I would do is I'll put more of my time, because time is money. So what I would do is I would do some people's houses for free. You know what I'm saying? Make it look... You have to make the perception. So when people see you working, even if you're doing that job free, guess what? Somebody might come outside and come over there and talk to you. Dang, you're doing their mom so good. How much you charge? See, now you got a customer because you made the perception of, well, yeah, you were working, but the correlation of time that you put in into that made the money. See, we always think about the money, but the time that we put into the things, that's why we always say study, you know, or repetition, you know what I'm saying? Consistency, persistence, is always key, because the more you do it, the better you're going to get. The more you're going to get out those mistakes. It's just like a basketball player. The more he plays basketball, let's say he doesn't have a shot. He's working on his three-point shot. Okay, he got all those other mechanics down pat, but he's working on his three-point shot. So, yes, he would put 70% more of his time into his jump shot. You have to see it like that. Same thing, I used to run track. What people don't realize is, yes, it's a team sport, but it's also an individual sport. I can only do 4 events. I can only put up so many points. So I need my teammates to be just as great as I am. So what you do is you make yourself great. You'll be great. As long as you're great, guess what? People won't be just as great as you, because now, guess what? You got the girls. You got everybody talking about you, from the students to the, you know what I'm saying, the principal. You know what I'm saying? People from other school know you, because guess what? You whipping they fastest guy. So now they coach know you as, all right, he's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a big problem. And you know what I'm saying? So it's all about subliminal. It's like me. People know me. People always know, and I've always been a very, I guess you could say, once you sit down and talk to me, a very conscious person who has very good questions, because I'll be just as confused as y'all. But in a lot of stuff, you know, but the smoke clears, and you know, it comes a time where either we're going to take what it is for what it is, or we're going to make this misconstrued reality like they're doing to us. You know what I'm saying? Or accept the misconstrued reality. You know what I'm saying? See, that's why some of us make misconstrued realities or have misconstrued perceptions of certain things, when there just are some things that it is what it is. You know, and there's nothing you can change about it. So what you do is you make it work in your favor, because it is. It's something that can work in your favor or not, but it's really your choice. You know, we all have a choice to make it either work in our favor or not work in our favor, or try to get around it. When, in some cases, even though some things just is, there still are loopholes, but it takes a lot of creativity. You know what I'm saying? So that takes taking it for what it is. All right, I accept it now. Poop. How can I get around it? You know what I'm saying? Still using it to your advantage. So, versus is really like I said, a limitless place. You know what I'm saying? You can create new rhythms. We can even create new seasons, as we can see. There's a lot of things as just creators ourselves that we can do. We sometimes forget that we are creators. Yes, we think of ourselves as creators in a small sense, but even, you know what I'm saying, making up new slang or handshakes or anything, that's the small portion of us being creators. When you don't see the creative side of you, that everything that you're encountering right now, every problem, every good thing you're going through, is a product of the past, really. You know, so when you think of it like that, you have to appreciate this now, and from there, when you know what it is, well, control it. You know, yeah, you know. I wish I knew everything. I think all of us wish we knew everything, you know. But the best part is we meet people who do know what, you know what I'm saying? We meet people who do know what we need to know, you know what I'm saying? The parts that we forgot about, you know what I'm saying? We know them already. We are already asking the right questions. It's just You know what I'm saying? You just don't understand it or overstand it, you know what I'm saying? In a way that'll make it good for you or that you can make work for you. Yeah. To be honest with you guys, this has always been pretty hard expressing myself. Like I said before, I'm a big person of keeping people at a distance because, I mean, I'm like Batman. There's always a contingency plan me. Even with my friends, family, or, you know, sports part, the contingency plan for yourself. when you make a contingency plan for yourself, just in case you ever get out of line or something like that, you know. Most people would be mad that people think like that, but times for the best, because if you start with yourself, not really wrong, you know, in my eyes, you know. I know how influential I am, and to a lot of things, and how much people want to discredit that, how much people are going to want to take me out, you know. I'm going to prevail, but it's just the problem of why do they want to silence the truth, of why do they want to silence someone that just wants, you know, the best for everyone, you know, everyone eating, because there's no reason why everyone can't be. But it's just that some people just choose to be greedy, want to be greedy, you know. Definitely don't like it. But, I mean, that's just them as a person, or that's just who they are. Well, it might not be who they are. It might be who they've self-deluded themselves to be. Like, it's just weird, man. There's just so much weird stuff going on. Like, there's people who support pedophileness. Like, it's okay, you know what I'm saying? Love is love. Like, see, I knew this was going to all start, no offense, but with the gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, love is love. Oh, man. I was like, man, he fucked up. Why? And then, you know, it just got out of hand real fast. And now all this other weird stuff is going on. It's just like, it's so depressing. But it's not depressing, but it's just so, like, you know, there's no problem with this. Like, okay, y'all see these white men talking about pedophiles. Y'all just letting these niggas walk out here, but y'all worried about a nigga, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to better the community, trying to do stuff. Yeah, he might have nice chains on. He might have, you know what I'm saying, some money. You know what I'm saying? But damn, it's just a weird place to be right now. It's just so much going on. And it might be best for us to be private and definitely start teaching our kids. Because you let this venom get into them, man. Like they said, man, like, you're going to be looking at your child like, damn, where did I go wrong? Well, you went wrong when you sent him into that institution of prison. Yeah, that's where you messed up in. You know, not everybody is as strong-willed and brained, or, you know, sometimes they get us. Happy they didn't get me, because fuck no, I never liked school. You know, yeah, I like school for the girls and for the girls. But other than that, I hated school. Yeah, the girls were the best part. Definitely. Different ethnicities. But besides that, let's go to the call lines again. 343-3423. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods. Can I be heard?
Yep.
Yeah, man. What was you just talking about? Some pedophiles or something? It sounds like I missed some.
Nah, it's just something that I saw was a long time ago, but it was just like I was on Instagram and they were talking about like people were rallying for, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, of course they was Caucasian, but it doesn't matter about the color. It was just weird. It was just a bunch of grown men, you know, they had posters of saying love is love, and they were talking about, you know, pedophile shit. I was like, what?
I think I seen that. I thought you were saying something happened in the news or something that I missed.
No. I was just thinking about just like the mind. See, I go into the mindset of just like with me, something weird is going on. I try to, okay, let me see it from their point of view. Why are they like this? You know what I'm saying? And even when you put all the universes and all the possibilities, it's kind of like, well, damn, what would throw you off like that? You know what I'm saying? Even if you've been, you know what I'm saying, let's say, it's a proven fact that girls that, you know, get touched early are a lot more promiscuous, you know what I'm saying, because they haven't come. They're not, I guess you could say, I don't know. I don't know why, to be honest with you. I can never ask that answer because I've, you know what I'm saying, never been in that situation. But, you know what I'm saying, like, I know some girls that, are, you know, they'll tell me they, you know, been touched by their uncle. I'm like, okay. you know what I'm saying, I didn't ask you that, but, you know, they're very open about stuff like that for some reason. But yeah, it just messes with people's minds.
It should be a little more common than you think, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is, to be honest. Y'all done met about, like, and all of them are just like, you know what I'm saying, they lost. And it's like they want to stay lost. I don't know why. It's like they can't get over it. It's like it's bothering them, but they try to act like it's not bothering them.
Right.
Which is, right, like, the weirdest part about it, because, you know, so I try to get them to be honest, like, okay, but you keep bringing it up, so apparently you haven't all the way addressed it yet. You know what I'm saying? You have to address it, you know? And then that's when they start breaking down, crying, and, you know, but, you know, I guess it's a good thing, because they need to get that out.
Yeah, real talk. You was probably giving them therapy on the real, even though they didn't seem like they wanted to, you know, really discuss it well or whatever. It sounded like they kind of still did in the form, and, you know, at least it did a little bit of some good for them, you know what I mean? Because it sounded like that is something they ain't addressing, like you said. A lot of people, man, they do that shit, and it's hard to even speak on, you know, what to tell them, or to, you know, or is it right or wrong? Because if you ain't went through certain things like that, you can't really say, you know what I mean?
But the thing is, I just tell them straight up, you got to address it. You know what I'm saying? You keep bringing it up to every man or every person you come. Well, yeah, usually they bring it up to a guy, they might bring it up to a girl. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, but they bring it up more to guys, like, you feel what I'm saying, to warn them, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it kind of warned me, because I'm like, oh, hold up now, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do nothing to you. Unless you want to.
Yeah, that's a lot though. I'll be trying not to even have those type of conversations if I can. You know,
but I would never, you know what I'm saying, if I know I can at least help them get through a stage, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, sometimes you just need to listen to them. Sometimes people just want somebody to talk to them and, you know what I'm saying, and help them understand that they're not crazy, you know what I'm saying? But yes, we all go through stuff, right. You know what I'm saying? But it's really getting over it and appreciating, you know what I'm saying, that you're not in that situation now, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because usually what they do is to
move on without that having, you know, a big ass impact every day, and you have to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, of course you're gonna think about it, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, just like heartbreaks, it's one of those things where like you gotta get over it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Once
right.
It's over, you know what I'm saying? There's no reason to be sad about it, except that y'all had y'all time. Now, move on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not the same thing, but what I'm saying is, it's you know what I'm saying? Heartbreaks hurt. I don't care who you are, male or female. When you're in love with somebody that you really love and y'all didn't work out, that shit fucking hurt. You know what I'm saying? That shit really, like, you know, deep down in your soul type shit. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You know what to do.
I think it's a little easier for men sometimes to move on from things like that. It's just kind of the way we
actually
kind of set up.
I'm a man.
I feel that way because I can, but maybe
yeah,
that's true.
We get over it. But what I'm saying is women, even though they are more prone to move on faster than men. Actually, they've moved on even before they've broken up with you.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You lose them in the mind first, and then after that, you lose them physically.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's more of it's easier for women because they can get over you in the relationship. You know, once a man, you know what I'm saying, bases is off of time and action. You know what I'm saying? Once you prove me through time, okay, if you know what I'm saying, y'all done made my mistakes and you still here, well, okay, I'm starting to take down my layers. Boom, boom, boom. But I had to see that it's also about that, but it's also about the energy as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, just got to read people's energy. Because we're a new person every day, whether we like to admit it or not. We don't wake up in the same mood. You might be happy, but you might be happy for a different reason. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, all I know is that's a hard situation all around dealing with that, you know, the whole pedophile thing and all that. And it's crazy. You know, what it actually made me think about was like, damn, you know, you letting these people, you know, obviously the Constitution allows these, you know, creeps or whatever else you want to call them. That's just my personal opinion of those type of people anyway. But they can march around and, you know, they have those rights and amendment rights and all that. And, you know, they don't seem to put up too much of a fuss when somebody you probably actually in reality may want to give a harder time like you do us anytime we're trying to get something done, or even anybody who's trying to use the Constitution to defend themselves or something like that, you know, that's what Well, now the Constitution don't apply all of a sudden. But it's just funny how, yeah, because I seen that video and it was pretty disturbing. I'm not gonna lie, you know, that's crazy that people are that passionate about how they feel that's right, that they're marching around and, you know, trying to fight for whatever right there. I don't know even know what they were trying to fight for, but it's just crazy to me. It's funny how that worked, though. You know, that, man, if you don't give somebody a hard time, man, give them fools a hard time. We just trying to, you know, protect our rights. And we can't give no love at all.
Telling you, man, but, you know, as long as we stick to our guns, you know what I'm saying, we definitely know that we're right. And, you know, keep our studies up and just keep ourselves definitely guarded. So, you know, because what they really want to do is just catch you slipping. You know, they want to catch all of us slipping. It's usually, you know, when you think everything good, you like, everything, you know what I'm saying? You got everything going. You ain't doing nothing. They want to catch you slipping. They want to get that money you done finally started saving up. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go. Try to keep you down. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to keep you down. And that's the magic that they do. You know what I'm saying? See, these evil spirits or evil energies can smell, you know what I'm saying, when you on your right path, you know what I'm saying? They just want to suck that out of you, the vampires. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never experienced nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Everything been going good. You're finally getting everything in order. You know what I'm saying? Life going good. Then boom, something, you know what I'm saying? Some bullshit happened.
Yeah, when child support came in a couple years ago and put me on this path, that's how I felt. Everything was going good for a little second until them jokers came through. But I mean, at this point, I don't even know if I can be mad because now I know all this information.
It
really worked
in
reverse.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
But see, this is the thing. They wanted you. They wanted you to, you know, mess up. But that mess up helped you to be better. That's how I feel about when certain stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? My mistake or me not being on my shit like I'm supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, now I'm not going to do that again. Plus, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning new stuff. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is crazy, man. So, how about I got a case, right? And the solicitor's not accepting none of the things that I'm sending him.
What's that, a constitutional challenge?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to send it to the attorney general or something. You're trying to send it to him and he's not accepting it.
I already sent it to the attorney general. See, the attorney general already, he's been got it.
who's the solicitor general?
Huh?
I said, who
is the solicitor general?
The solicitor general?
I thought you said something about a dude named the Solicitor General wasn't taking your paperwork.
No, the solicitor.
Oh,
solicitor.
Who is that?
Solicitor. Part of the court. That's usually who you fighting cases against, the solicitor.
Oh, I never. That must be a term y'all use. What is you talking like the prosecutor?
Yeah, the solicitor.
Oh, I've never heard that term, so I'm not 100% sure who that person is in the courtroom, in the role of the court. So he ain't the attorney, though, the opposing attorney?
And let's look him up, solicitor. Chief Law Officer of a city, town, or government department.
So, like, not the sheriff, but like the executive, type, like a mayor type dude, but over like a smaller municipality or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, an officer having charge of the legal business of a city, town, etc. Yep.
I guess you probably shouldn't be talking your strategy on air just in case, because I have a feeling they probably want to give y'all a harder time if they know about y'all and what y'all trying to do. So yeah, but man, they always playing games. It seems like it's getting tougher too overall for people.
See, at this point, at this point, it really doesn't matter how I go about it, because I've done my part. I've, you know, sent it certified as well as regular mail. So there's no reason why you shouldn't not accept it, especially since I sent it, you know, regular mail.
Yeah, I probably know what you're trying to do. That's crazy. All right. It's always something with these people, though. They're going to try to use any loophole, whether it even really is a loophole, if they think it is. They're going to try to use anything to stop you from getting your freedom. That's what's up, though, man. I was tuning in. And, yeah, man, I thought you was talking about a current event, man. Because I've been, I ain't been watching nothing for real news-wise. So, you know, I don't hear nothing until it, you know, trickles down to me through the few people I talk to. I thought you was putting me on to something. I thought one of them politicians got caught doing some more, you know, stuff with the kids or something like that.
No, I was just saying, man, this shit is just, it's just weird.
Yeah, definitely. But all right, man, yeah, I'm going to let you keep it going. I just wanted to, touch on that. Actually, I did have one question I wanted to ask. I'm glad I just remembered. Because we was discussing a little bit earlier. Did I hear your dad correctly say that there is a process for filling out that passport so that you can get it to say more, or did I hear him wrong?
When did you hear that?
Say that again now?
I mean, he does have a passport process. But I haven't done it yet, so.
Okay.
I definitely, once I do it, then I'll be able to, but yeah, he definitely does have a way. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot better, you know what I'm saying? Way to do the what's that shit called? So we were talking about it, the passport. So, yeah, he was telling me that.
The key to that question was that you don't have to have your nationality done through the court, that process yet, to be able to do this passport process, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Because I know that's a private consultation or something probably for that info, so I'll do that. I just want to make sure I heard that right instead of buying a consultation and calling them and I didn't, you know, that's not true. So that's good. I'm going to have to get with them on that because, you know, that sounds like something I need to be doing pretty soon, man.
Yep. Definitely, man. It definitely is, man. Yep.
All right then, Akeem. Peace to the guys, man. I'm gonna let you carry on.
All right, peace to the guys. Yeah. So, and my dad was talking about that a couple weeks ago. Talking about finding a new way to do the passport. Like I said, I haven't done it yet, but. You know, he struck on some gold. So, definitely get the information from him and clear that up for you. But once I do it, I could definitely, you know, I guide you guys through it. Know how I rock. But definitely... good being on with you guys. Love you guys' energy. Everybody that tuned in. Also everybody that participated. Appreciate all you guys. So I'm about to sign off. Yep, until next week, you know what I'm saying? And it don't take that long. We always, you know, meet on Fridays. I know how I go. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, y'all wake up in the morning and say them good things to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You are worth it. You know what I'm saying? You are abundant. You know what I'm saying? You are wealth. You feel what I'm saying? Yes, you are that fly shit. All that fly shit you be talking about, yeah, that's you. You know what I'm saying? All that fly shit they be talking about, that's you. Don't let them tell you it ain't you because you ain't got that. No. See, they don't got what you got. They don't got the knowledge. See, they don't got the freedom. You feel what I'm saying? See, remember this. They don't have the freedom. You do. Yeah, they might have them that money. Them niggas still in shackles. They still in prison. You feel what I'm saying? You free. So remember that. That's why I call my show Freedom Fridays, to remind you of what the true... money is the freedom. Once you, even if you ain't got no money in your pocket, guess what? You free. So now, you free to make the fucking money. You free to do this. You free to do that. Do y'all get it now? See, I'm told you I'm a subliminalist. I got it. I got it down pat. I should, you know what I'm saying? I could have been working for them corporate motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Draining the power. But guess what? I'd rather empower my people and do it this way. You feel what I'm saying? Because this shit gonna go global. This is that real. You know what I'm saying? It's authentic. But yeah, leave y'all with that. Like I said, one love all y'all. Y'all gonna do great things. Y'all doing great things now. Continue to express yourself for who you are. Don't let them other motherfuckers talk you out of expressing not who you are. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's who you is. You know what I'm saying? And I love it when you express yourself like that. You know what I'm saying? That keeps me going. That keeps me being able to express myself the way. I mean, even if I did, you know what I'm saying? And guess what? Now I got people who can relate. I could talk to and have conversations with, you know what I'm saying? Y'all more than friends, y'all family. You feel what I'm saying? So don't ever forget that. We're a big family and we all here to help each other, you know what I'm saying? We should, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna make a lot of money together. So you know. Till next week. Peace to the gods.